Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
smell strong inside of me. I thought I had to sing somebody else's song. I wasn't gonna never write my own song. I couldn't discover what God put me here to do. And so I prayed one day. I said, Father, Mother, somebody help me. Help me to find my way. Find my way. And you know, I discovered something really magical. That there was a song, song inside. Okay, so we can go home now. We don't have to worry no more. But the song is right there. Inside of you. You.
Inside of me. Yes. We ain't going home with you, though. I love you and all that, man. We're not going home. We just started. Because we know there's a song inside of us. Yeah. To the left. To the right. To the left. So you can go home with you, but we're here. We just got it. We're going to put the tape back on. That's a whole tape. What the heck is a tape, Ricky? Yes. The song inside of me. There is a song inside of me. There is a song inside of you. Are you singing your song? Have you made connection with that sound that is yours? Because once you get it together, once you tune into the inner voice, oh, you'll be in harmony with life. And you don't have to worry about, well, I wish I can sing the alto, or I wish I can do the sopranos. No, just find your own song. And if you find your own song and stay in your lane, oh, my God, you will experience the harmony of life. And if you haven't learned your song, if you haven't made connection with your song, if you're not quite sure, even if you have a song, we want to help you find the voice that matters. There's a voice that's whispering. Go here. Don't do that. Stop. It's right there. Yes. Relax. Forgive. Surrender. There's a song inside of you. You are enough. You are love. You are peace. But sometimes the distractions of the external world is so loud, we don't always hear the inner voice. So today we want to energetically, spiritually, and we just want to make a declaration to help you turn down the distractions and turn up the inspiration so that you may sing your own song and we can all dance with you. And when we dance with you, we all get to experience abundance. Yes, Ricky Byers Beckwith. The song inside of me, weletitbe.com is her website. AgapeLive.com is their virtual home. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Michael Bernard Beckwith. It's a moon day. It is now, but it may not be the next moment, but it is now. It's tax day. In some parts of the world, in America. just breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in the love of life. Breathe in life. Breathe out life. Knowing that life is all there is. Love is all there is. God is all there is. Good is all there is. God is good. Good is God. Same thing. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when change is inspired, you can't help but make a difference just by listening to the vibration of this conversation. You can't help but make a difference because this conversation is activating something inside of you. It's activating your song, it's activating your love, it's activating the joy, it's activating the life that is within you. And when you fall in love with the life that is you, oh my God, the whole world would know about it. And you don't even have to do anything. You just show up. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com and not Block Talk Radio. We're just working partnership. But get it right, lifeconversationsradio.com. I am is your host. And this I am uniqueness is expressing as life coach at A. And the I am presence is also expressing as Celeste, who I'm going to bring on in a minute. And I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Those of you listen online, on the phone line, those of you listening on the archive, those of you who are listening to the show again, even though you listened the first time, thank you for being part of this spiritual awakening that is taking place and reminding yourself that all is good and good is God and God is good and you are in the midst of it. Welcome our within radio listeners as well. Let me bring on Celeste as we get ready for my brother, Charles Holt, as we support each other, ourselves. Really, there's only one of us in finding the voice. The voice that matters. Finding your voice. Have you found your voice yet? Are you struggling? Do you get confused? Do you have too much mental chatter going on in your head? You can't hear the voice within, but you hear the voice in your head, the voices in your head. We got you. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am wonderful on this Monday. And, you know, you have the first journal entry from outside of myself that I'm going to be using today. What a download. Turn down the distractions and turn up the inspiration. That's inspired talk there, Life Coach, today. Thank you for it.
Thank you. Oh, you're very welcome.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did, actually. I had a peaceful, restful, inspirational, life-changing, perspective-changing, shifting weekend. It's like, you know what? There's nothing to fix. Just support the dance. Life is perfect. You don't have to solve life. Life is not a problem to solve. And Life Coach Ada, you're not either. So just get with it. That's how my weekend was. You know.
Wow. That smells like freedom.
It is. It is. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I had a wonderful time getting still. Wonderful and fearful at times, but on the other side and enjoying life and appreciating all that is.
Mm. And you brought all the chilling and the tears and the inspiration and the nervousness to your show last night for Healing the Spirit, Sisterhood Divide. Great show.
Thank you.
What I said to you yesterday? If I weren't good at what I do, I'd be nervous. You're good. No, really.
Oh.
You are good. I mean, at the end of the show, I just said, damn. I mean, you are definitely listening to that voice inside. You're listening to your song, and you're definitely, I mean, I had no doubts when I asked you for me to do a show because I know you had what it takes, and you're doing it. So thank you for making Life Conversations Radio look good.
Wow. Well, I say thank you. My goodness, I'm going to receive that compliment. And thank all the listeners who joined me as well. Looking forward to, I don't know what part we're going to do, but we're definitely going to continue the conversation. But now, I think there's some people who are ready to hear about your announcements and what's coming up on Life Conversations Radio.
I better pay attention so I know who's coming tomorrow, right?
Indeed. So stay tuned. Hello, family.
All right.
Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find a nutty professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here, Monday through Wednesday, from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Charles Holt can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any question you may have, and he will answer it on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get his perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of April is listening to your inner voice. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Dr. Michael Lennox will be joining Life Coach Today for a conversation about awakening your inner teacher. It's going to be a great show, so make sure you join us. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. This month, Mbasa is exploring Mama Earth. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth in tarot and numerology. Next week, we are going to continue our conversation about healing the sisterhood divide, and we might even bring some brothers to the table. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? Well, it is on Within Radio, every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Day.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And we'll see you around 1, right? Or around 1. Okay.
Oh, you're doing so much better. You better find your voice and stop trying to do mine.
I found my voice. That's why I can draw other people's voices. First, you know, I was mastering other people's voice, and I got confused. Now that I found my voice, oh, there's no voice I can't do because there's a song inside of me. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just thank Celeste Morgan for the announcement, and we'll see her around 1.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Celeste. Life is good. It's getting better. I feel just energy running through me. I got goosebumps. Speaking of energy, I'm conducting an unscientific way. I say I'm a scientist. Of course it's not unscientific. It's my scientific research. I'm conducting a research. Have you been having crazy issues with your phone lately? Have you been having, it sounds like a commercial, doesn't it? Have you been having issues with your laptop? Call me now and let me know. That crazy stuff been going up my phone, my laptop. But it is the energy. And even if you are not having the kind of issues I'm having it. So I just embrace it and share it and just know that all is well. We're getting ready to bring on my brother, Charles Holtz. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And as you know, we are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, yes, the show is archived. So if you miss it, you can always come back. And we always say, so let's gut it now, the announcement. Don't go a day without Life Coach at a, because you can't lose with his stuff he uses. Don't use my stuff, go use yours. Then again, it's all one thing, really. You know, there's so much going on in the world. So much. And if there ever was a time to find our own voice, to connect with our own song, this is it. Don't be distracted. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up. I'm telling you, and I'm multitasking. Okay, let me tell you the whole truth. Try to talk somebody. But anyway, let me focus. Yeah, don't get caught up, Ade. Don't get distracted by others. They're sending you love, just receive the love and communicate later. You know, there's a lot going on in the news, and I just refuse to go there. Should I go there? Nah, we ain't worried. Now, if that information excites you and it wakes you up and inspires you, then so be it. But, you know, I just tell you, as your friend, be mindful of what you allow into your consciousness. Even if it's just a drama series, be careful what you allow into your consciousness. Let me, I want to bring up Charles's bio here, but what I'm going to do is play a song, but I don't know what song I want to play. Maybe I think I'm going to play one of his songs, just some of it anyway, because something is truly tapping inside of me right now, and I'm so grateful for moments like this when I get to feel the power, the presence, and it's real. Not something that I'm reading off a book. And right now I just feel like I'm about to explode. Woo! Yeah, I need something to just bring me, well, just to keep me grounded. That's all. That's all that needs to happen. Everything else is just icing on the spiritual cake. So we're going to hear a little bit of Charles Holt, and then we're going to hear a little bit more of Charles Holt. This is Charles doing, expressing his song, expressing his voice, expressing the spirit within, tapping at agape. We'll be back. 347-426-3346 is the number for your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement, your disbelief. We've set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. Don't be afraid. We're here for you. And you're here for me. So, let's do this together. Tapping Charles Holt. We will be right back.
You are tapping on my head. Is there something that I didn't do right? Something that I need to know? Something that I need to write? You are tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe you just want to hear a sweet song. Do you just want me to sing again?
This land, you are tapping in
you're tapping all day long. Maybe I am the song of freedom. Am I the voice of so many men and women and children who love one another? And women and children who sing for the river's men. Women and children who sing for the mountains. Men, women and children who sing for the hungry. Children who sing for the dying, men, women and children who care for all people, men, women and children.
Yes, I love that song, and it's messing me up. Activating stuff inside of me. Dang, you heard the song. Yeah, but we got to bring my brother on. Tapping. I love that song. See if I can read the bio while the song is underneath me. Let's see. I think I can work it out. Oh! I don't know if I can, it's just like a seated prayer. It's like talking, like someone's praying. No. Absolutely. You know,
again, maybe you just want to hear the sweet song. Do you want me to give again? Give again. Give again. Give again. Oh, I feel you tapping. Maybe you just wanna hear the sweet song. Do you want me to live? To live again?
Is, and so we are, and so we let it be, and the answer is always yes. The sacred. That's right, Charles Holt.
Straight out of the mind of God.
Indeed, I know that's right. Let me now attempt to read the Bible.
to ground myself. Charles Holt is an inspirationist who travels the world as an ambassador of freedom, sharing his powerful message of hope and transformation. Actor, singer, and producer. I will add on to that, healer, because true healers raise vibration. They raise the vibration of others. So actor, singer, producer, healer, he has starred in some of the most celebrated productions in American theater history, including Smokey Joe's Cafe, Jesus Christ Superstar, and The Lion King. He was the first African-American to play the role of Rocky in the European tour of the Rocky Horror Show. Charles received widespread recognition for his one-man stage productions, notably his 20-character portrayal in Black Boy, The Smoke King, and Never Fight a Shark in the Water. Why not? Yes, you transform. He and fellow actor Gerald Rivers, who's actually coming this month or is it next month? When is Gerald coming? Anyway, Charles and Gerald C. Rivers, there you go, chronicle the life of Martin Luther King Jr. through their presentation, Martin and Music. Charles has addressed many groups and organizations, including TEDx, Engaged Diversity Leadership Conference, and NCORE, National Conference on Race and Ethnicity. He is the author of Intuitive Rebel, Tuning Into the Voice That Matters. And you can find out more about his work by going to intuitiverebel.com. And that said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, especially physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, Charles Holt. Hello, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you, brother? Day?
I am good. Have you in the house to help us find our voice? Some people hear voices, and they're not quite sure which voice they want to come out. It brings clarity to the voice that matters. It is nice to have you back here again on Life Conversations Radio. How have you been? What you been up to?
Oh, I've been well. And just a lot of travel. I'm actually in Nashville, Tennessee, and had a performance with Gerald Rivers last evening here of Martin and Music. Wonderful. And last weekend I was here in Nashville speaking at TEDx Nashville, and that was outstanding as well. And doing a whole lot of work, outside of myself, but a whole lot of work while I have time to dive more into self-discovery, and so that I can continue to be a benefit and added value where I go, and a blessing.
Isn't it amazing? The gift will make a way and find a way and eight ways, isn't it? You know,
yes,
once we connect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so let's jump into this conversation of finding our voice and being clear about the voice that matters. But before we do that, I must ask you this question. Knowing that every day we're evolving and revolving and expanding and releasing and surrendering, I want to ask you this question. Who are you? Who is Charles Holt?
Well, I'm a unique emanation. I'm a unique way that this divine presence has shown up here on the planet. And unique, meaning that I do have my own voice, and knowing that for myself, I know that for others. But I have a unique way of expressing what I do, not just through music and spoken word and writing, but just as being, just as a being here on the planet, perhaps the way that I hug, the way that I smile, the way that I laugh, it's all a part of what I came down here to reveal and demonstrate, because I believe that there's healing in all of that. And once I decided to dive further into the sacredness of all that I do, I found that it's all sacred. It's all God. And if we trust it, then we can rediscover it inside of us and then become friends with it and then share it. And then it becomes contagious, because everybody wants to be that. They want to be who they are.
Yes. Yes. I so get it. Trusting it, the true X factor. And, you know, you talked about just knowing and recognizing that it's all God. And there's so much freedom when we really embody that, that God is the only thing happening. Now, on an intellectual level, we may get it. Sometimes we look out in the world. We've got some static going on over there. I don't know if it's on your side or somewhere, but hopefully just because we talking about it now, it would say, oh, I'm busted. So it would leave. But we'll continue. That the idea, the truth that God is all there is so much freedom in that. But I want to ask you a little bit more to talk more about that, that God is all there is.
Well, this week in particular, I had an opportunity to come back to Nashville, and it was the first time that I've ever been here without my father being here. My father made his transition in February, and so it was what many call an interesting initiation into yet another dimension and evolution of life for me. And I was thinking about my father's life and the things that I encountered with him growing up, and some of those things were not so pleasant for both of us. And then I started thinking, what did my father leave here with? And I said, at the end of the day, all my father was about was love. He was just wanted to give love, and then he innately understood that once he gave it, he was going to give it back because we loved him. And I asked the question, could it be that we come here with one thing in mind and then leave knowing that that's all that there really is? And the answer for me was yes. So when we speak of what we call God, what we call this great deity or this the high intelligence, I think there is one motive in mind, and I think it's love. And I think that that's what we come here with innately. And then during our time here on the planet, we put things on. Some of us get plastered with it, and some of it becomes concretized. And so we spend a lot of our life trying to find the true essence of who we are.
Right.
The question that you asked earlier, the true essence, who are you, Charles? And the true essence of who I am and what I believe, what we all came down here to embody and be and demonstrate, is love. And love, it has so many healing virtues and so many ways to show up. It shows up through music. It shows up through our relationships. It shows up in our conversations. It shows up in our careers and the work that we do. But it's all love. And it wants so very much for us to realize that it is for us and never against us. Mm-hmm. And so that which is for us is for everybody. And we're here for one another. swimming in this ocean of divine goodness. So to me, when I hear the word God, I immediately think love. God is love. And what is love? Love is all there is. Love is really all that we are.
Ah, so many places I want to go with that. You just inspired so much. As I listen, I'm inspired. And you know, really, the conversation that we're having and the things we're yet to share is an expression of that love, even though the topic is finding your voice. I believe, I know that the titles, the books, the teachings, it's just many ways of expressing this one love so that we can, you know, because we need to hear it differently. You talked about two songs. So let's talk about the voice, which would expand more of on what you're talking about. What is this voice? What is this voice that you, that we're finding that we need to connect with? What's the voice that matters, really?
Well, I'll tell you how I found it, how I stumbled upon it, so to speak. I was born and raised here in the South into a very cohesive community that was founded in 1868 by a missionary. His name was Reverend Larry A. Thompson, and he stumbled upon this field of brush and thickets, and he said, I'm going to build my church right here because it is the divine providence of God that has led me here, and he did. Inhabitants from all around, particularly the neighboring communities and areas, came and made their life here in this community called Lake Providence. Now, the church was a staple, of course, and this was maybe 3 years after, you know, these freed slaves were inhabited. It's 1868. So, you know, you had people that became dairy farmers, growers of produce, families that were growers of produce, and seamstresses and great cobblers and things of that nature. Now, these stories were told to me by my grandmother. She was born in 1901, and perhaps all of this information and history and legacy had been passed down to her as well. But when I came on the scene, you know, as a child, you think, wow, this is really interesting. You don't know what to do with stories like that. But they made it so vivid. For me, it became those vivid interactions in my mind. And I would just think about how it would be, how it was living in that era of time. And you know, along with being a great storyteller, my grandmother was a self-taught pianist. So she couldn't afford a piano at home. So she used to pretend like she was tapping out these hymns and spirituals on her knees. And she'd say, son, come and sit next to me. I'm going to teach you a song. And Granny, as she was affectionately called, she was my paternal grandmother, she would begin to sing, and all of a sudden, I look up and I'd see these tears coming out of Granny's eyes. And, of course, at the age of 3 and 4, I didn't know what to think. So I thought something was wrong with Granny. I would tap Granny on the knee and say, Granny, you okay? You okay? Come back. And she would nod her head. There was a tacit agreement that she was just fine. And it wasn't so much that my grandmother had the greatest voice, but I knew even at that age that something had filled the room, something beyond what I was able to witness with my surface mind and my surface eye, what I was seeing. And as I grew older, you know, the perks of being the youngest child, my brother's almost 15 years older than me, my sister's 11 years older than I am. There are perks of being the youngest grandchild. And then there are things that you someday wish, you know, I kind of wish you could get away from. And that was the wishes of other people. So everybody had my own guidebook for my life already written by the time I was 5 years old. And, you know, of course, my mother wanted me to be a very successful businessman. She wanted me to dive into corporate America or be a doctor or a lawyer. And my grandmother, she pictured me as a preacher from the day that I arrived on the scene. And my uncles, because I was an outstanding athlete, they thought, well, you know, he's definitely going to be a professional baseball player, or he's going to be a football player or something like that. And as a child, too, I thought that in order to get what I really wanted from people, I had to acquiesce to their wishes and dreams. And that's the way I lived my life. Mm. I did everything that I thought they wanted me to. And I did it really well because one of the principles that was a staple in my household was excellence. My mother taught excellence, and she reinforced it every opportunity that she could get. And being in a very cohesive community, you could see the demonstration of how excellence had already really become a standard all around you because it was the ancestors, the elders, those who came before us that really built that platform of being and doing the best that they had. So in my quest to please everybody, things started to eventually fade, and I wasn't drafted. I worked out for several professional football teams as a cornerback and a return specialist. I was one of the fastest guys in the country to come out of college my senior year, and that didn't work out, and I went to work for IBM. Now, working for IBM made my mother ecstatic. She said, "Oh, son, look at what has come your way. This great opportunity to climb the corporate ladder and all of those wonderful, delicious benefits that you have with IBM." And I remember telling my mother, I said, "Mom, I said, I know that, you know, it looks great on the surface and on paper, it's something to be noted, but I don't like it. I don't like corporate America, and I don't like sitting at a desk, and I don't like dressing up in a suit every single day." And, you know, her admonishment was, you better stay 20 to 30 years and retire there and get all of those benefits that you're going to get after you retire. And to tell you the truth, Brother Ade, I couldn't do it. There was something that would happen inside, physically, that I just, every time I thought about going into that office, something would just kind of, there was some turmoil. And so after 2 years, I decided I'm going to leave. Well, in my mind, I said, maybe it was just IBM. Maybe it was IBM. So I'll try another outfit. And so I went and got hired with another conglomerate, not quite as large as IBM, but some similar benefits and opportunities to grow within that company. And I felt like, wow, this is great. This is wonderful. Maybe this will do the trick. And a year from the date that I started, they fired me. Mm. So I'm here at this point in my life where I'm asking, what's going on? What's happening? But I have to admit that when I got fired, I didn't call my mother right away. I called one of my best friends who is now one of my mentors, and I was talking to him, and I said, "I'm sitting here reading this letter of termination, but for some reason there is a peace that has come over me that I cannot explain. Isn't that unusual?" He said, "No." He said, "And you really didn't get fired." I said, "What?" He said, "No, Charles, they released you. They released you." And, of course, you know, being a smarty pants, you know, I'm thinking, do you understand what release means? Release means that you're going from one thing to another, but you know that you're going from one thing to this other thing. I don't know what's going to happen. And he reminded me of my hobby at the time, and it was singing. I would go to these jazz clubs and just to wash the week off, I would go to open mic and sing a jazz tune or sing some song I grew up with by Stevie Wonder or Marvin Gaye or my favorite singer is Donny Hathaway, and I would sing one of those songs, and it would just make my life better. I mean, so much better. And in our conversation, he said, do you know that you light people up when you sing? Do you know you change the room when you sing? And I said, no, I don't. I said, I know I'm changed, but I never thought that I could ever change the room through a song. And so it still didn't hit Brother Ade. I still did not remember how my grandmother's singing had changed the room until later on. Mm-hmm. Well, from that point, I dove into the performing arts. And what I found was a life that I had never dreamed or fathomed. I was given the opportunity to experience doing the Amen Corner at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta without ever having to audition for it, which never happened. Someone dropped out of the show, and Kenny Leon, who is now a big director and has done Broadway shows with Felicia Rashad and Sean Puffy Combs and gone on to do TV specials of Raisin in the Sun, he called and asked me if I would replace this gentleman, and he didn't have time to audition me because the show was about to premiere in 3 weeks, and so I accepted. But during the run of the show, they had called Places to the top of Act Two one evening. Places, Places to the top of Act Two. This is your call to Places. And I was about to head upstairs to the stage, and I heard something say, it's time. And I looked around the room. There was no one else in the room. I thought, maybe I'm working too hard. I'm hearing voices. And I said, okay, well, I, you know, somewhere inside said, you know, just go on upstairs. So I dismissed it. But I couldn't get out of the room without hearing it again. Charles, it's time. Now, in that moment, my mind began to rewind back a year prior. And I met a gentleman, his name was Adrian Bailey. He had come down to do Boys from Syracuse, and we had a mutual friend who was in the show with him. And one day we were talking, Adrian and I, and he said, I heard that you can sing. Why don't you sing a little bit for me? And I sang a little bit for him, and he said, you'd be great in this show that I'm getting ready to go back to New York to premiere. And I said, well, what's the name of the show? He said, Smokey Joe's Cafe. You should go get the soundtrack. Get the soundtrack, man, and learn those songs. And I did just that. I went out, got the soundtrack, and I tell you, every moment I had with that soundtrack, I began to see myself on a Broadway stage in front of thousands of people, and I would strike a pose pretending like I was singing one of those songs. And I came back to that present moment where I was in the dressing room, and I said, that's it. That's it. That's what the voice is telling me. It's time to move to New York. Now, who in their right mind, you know, I think, who in their right mind would say, yeah, it's time to move to New York? Son, you've never lived outside of the South. You didn't go to school for this. You don't know anything about Broadway. But the voice that spoke to me was so compelling that I could not get away from it. And I said, I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York. Bought my ticket. Now, in my family, I knew that there was one person that I had to have the discussion about going to New York with, before I left, and that, of course, was my mother, the woman who had championed me my entire life, championed the good in me my entire life. And I remember telling my mother, I said, "Mom, I have something to tell you." She said, "Mm-hmm." I said, "I'm going to New York. I'm moving to New York." You know, she has this interesting way when she, I guess she knew, yeah, he's about to tell me something that I'm going to think is crazy. And so,
right.
Actually, she did. She said, "Son, before you go, I want you to go see a psychiatrist because you've lost your mind."
Did she put it that plainly?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
You graduated from this top-tier school. You had a great opportunity to have a long run with the number one company, Fortune 500 company at the time, IBM. You leave them, you go to another company where you have great opportunities to increase your corporate climb, and you get fired. And now you want to tell me you're going to New York to pursue Broadway, the life of an actor, the most unstable job on the planet? And, you know, I couldn't explain to her why, because I didn't fully know the details. I didn't know how to articulate it. All I knew is that something greater than anything that I'd ever experienced, thought of, fathomed, encountered, had come to visit me, and I couldn't get away from it. It was calling me. And I left for New York July 6, 1996, and a month later I got the national tour of Jesus Christ Superstar with Ted Neely and my dear friend Carl Anderson. And there began the journey of my coming to understand what I really came down here to do. Now, when I first started performing, it was like being a kid in a candy store. All of these great shows. I went from Jesus Christ Superstar to Smokey Joe's Cafe. Then I went from Smokey Joe's Cafe to the European tour of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then I came back and I got Lion King in 1999. Lion King was the hottest thing on Broadway at that time. And was only supposed to be contracted with Lion King for 4 months, and I ended up staying 4 years and 8 months. But during that time, I had an opportunity to ask the most powerful question that I'd ever asked in my life, and that was, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I still here in Lion King after all of these years and 8 shows a week, this grueling schedule? But why am I really here? Because I have climbed to the pinnacle of, in my mind, of musical theater. This is the greatest. This is the best. This is the best you can get. Not only am I on Broadway, I'm in Lion King on Broadway. Broadway is the biggest show.
I know, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the question came one day. I was downstairs lying on the stage a couple of hours before the show, and I said, "God, why am I here? What is this all about?" And my mind began to, again, go back to the date that I started Lion King, which was December 17th, 1999, my debut. And I remember that great moment where it's coming down the aisle. If you've ever seen Lion King, all of the animals proceed down the aisle. And I got to the stage at the crescendo of the Circle of Life. And I remember out of my costume, I looked out into the audience and I saw what I saw years ago, when I was pretending that I was on stage singing songs from Smokey Joe's Cafe. I saw that picture, that glimpse that I got of being in front of all of these people. But even more importantly, the faces of the people were captured in my mind. The faces of children with their eyes just aglow. tears streaming down adults' faces in amazement. The music was in the air, filled the room. And spirit, as I call it, this divine presence spoke to me and said, "That's it. That's why you're here. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's about what comes through you that changes the room." And with that, I began to cultivate a career of consciousness. I wanted to know that what I was doing certainly had the benefit of other people in mind. That was my intention, not just to keep getting one show after another to stock up my resume, but I wanted to know that whatever it was that I was doing, it would be such a powerful demonstration of love and inspiration that I could not pass it up. And so I began to live my life like that, and I moved to Los Angeles in 2004. By that time, Brother Ade, all of the Baptist and Pentecostal rubbings that I had taken on as a child and as a young adult had faded into something that I called, "I don't want to go to church no more."
And your grandmother already said you're going to be a preacher, so you can't run from it. That was the voice that matters. So, so you could run, but you can't hide from the voice.
So I arrived in L.A., and my roommate, who was in Lion King with me but had left the show and moved to L.A. about 6 months prior to my getting there, came in my room and said, "Hey, I'm getting ready to go to church. Would you like to go to service with me?" And I said, "I don't do church." Roll back over. He said, No, this is not like church." Mm. And so that was enough to get my attention. I said, "And what do you mean by that?" He said, You should just come and check it out." He said, It's this place is called Agape." I said, "Agape?" I said, "Oh, Carl Anderson used to talk about Agape." I said, "Okay, I'll go." And I went, got there late, and when I was about to sit down, Reverend Michael Beckwith was about to administer the in-service meditation. And he said, "If you are conscious and aware or not, that right where you stand or sit is exactly where you're supposed to be, I'm here to tell you that you are in your perfect place. Ricky, help them feel it." The band's back was to me. And his words just stopped me in my tracks. But when Ricky hit those chords on that piano, something coursed through my body that I've never, ever, ever felt before. And I heard that voice say, "You're home. You're home." That was the voice that mattered. But the voice that mattered then began to evolve. And so when I would go into meditation, I would hear this voice that was only speaking the truth of who I was. Of course, the circumstances, the situations, the conditions, the good, the bad, the awful would surface, but then that voice would speak and champion the beauty of who I was, the grandeur of who I was, and the perfect path that I was on, just like my mother did. And I thought, wow, where is it coming from? And you know, being raised, we were taught that most things that we get come from the exterior. They come from the exterior stimuli. And so I was trying to look forward outside of myself. And then I thought, that's interesting, because there's something speaking within me
And all I have to do is be still. Silent and still, and I can hear it. And I can be anywhere and hear it. I can go to New York in the middle of Times Square during rush hour, and hear it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's everywhere I am because it is within me. That's the voice that matters.
That's the voice
That's the voice. That's the voice that matters. And it spoke to me in ways that I could understand.
Mm. Ever so quiet and ever so loud. Now, this is what I want to do. We want to take a break. We're going to come back with Celestial Moment. When we come back, Charles, I want us to talk about, or you to talk about, you know, because when I listen to your story, there's so much there, so much. And you're such a great storyteller. And your grandmother instilled so much in you, and you're living it out. And I think of how you said, I don't do church. And now almost every weekend you're in somebody's church.
<I am.
laughs> God said, yeah, right. That's what you think. Your spiritual center here, unity there. You're all over the place. But what I want to talk about when we come back is, first of all, I want to ask you, well, really helping people who sometimes they feel they don't hear the voice, or they hear the voice, but they're afraid to move forward. Because in your story, even in your book, your friend Patro, when he told you that you move people, for me, I see that as that was still the voice talking to you through your friend.
Yes.
But there's some
people
hear the voice, and they want to move, but they talk themselves out of it because they listen to voices that don't matter. So after Celestial Moment, I want us to talk about that, how people can start to turn down the mental chatter and turn up the voices that matter so that they can sing their own song, all right? Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. He's not a guest. He's my brother. He's our friend. He's one of us. He's reminding us who we truly are, that we all have access to the voice, and the voice is what brought you to the show. You may think you came to listen to Charles because you know him, or you listen to the show regularly and you just come in to support. No, it's so much more than that. There is something. If you haven't heard what the voice has for you today, it's got to be something new or a reminder. Keep listening. Charles Holt, his website address is intuitiverebel.com, which is the name of his book, Intuitive Rebel. Listening. Oh, no. Tuning in to the voice. That matters. Because if there ever was a time to tune in to the voice that matters, it is now. Yes, we're going to take a break, and we're supporting you this month, April. Our theme is listening to your inner voice. What have you heard differently today? What gets in the way of you tuning into the inner voice? Or maybe you hear the inner voice and you can't live it out. Well, here's your opportunity to release that, to surrender to your greater yet to be. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break. I've said that before, but I'm saying it now, because now that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what I said a few seconds ago. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right now and then come back with Celestial Moments.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
That's right. Many blessings to you and many blessings to Jack Armstrong. Yes, indeed, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. My guest is Charles Holt. The theme, the topic is finding your voice. Are you listening to your voice? Are you allowing yourself to sit down and hear something different about who you are? Because there is a song inside of you, you know. And it's time to sing. Speaking of singing, let's bring Celeste, who sings with words. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Wow. You know what? I'm just going to blame it on Venus going into Taurus today. Because you are off to Chain Today, Life Coach Day, and that Charles Holt. What an amazing gift he is to us, the storyteller that he is. And, man, can you just break out a little bit of, you know, Jesus Christ? Okay, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not.
Well, maybe we'll do it later.
Okay, you know, hook me up later.
Woo! Okay, hook you up later. No, okay, remind me to remind him. And if the voice tells him to do it, then he will do it.
anything will do. I would love to hear a man sing, How Can I Tell Him That I Love Him? Now, wouldn't that be an amazing song to hear from a male perspective? Moving on, I grew up on it, so... I don't like to hear about it, aren't you?
Charles, marinate on that and let us know what you get.
Okay.
Charles, if it's on your album, I want to cut, all right? No, seriously. Okay. Thank you and welcome to the house. I love that you listen to your voice, and listening to your voice just brings us so much pleasure. So thank you for being you and how you show up. So on that, family, I just want you to come in real quick because that is Venus stepping into her birth planet of Taurus. That's the energy that you're feeling. So pick the flowers, smell the flowers, and enjoy this celestial moment right now. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune and is considered to be a highly spiritual number with introverted qualities. We have 7 days of the week. There are 7 chakras. The seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and this energy center connects us to the holy realm. Seven also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Yimaya, and she is the life-sustaining portion of the ocean, the mother of the waters. Seven also shows up as the chariot in tarot, and chariot is astrologically associated to the sign of Cancer, also representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. The seventh letter of the alphabet is G, and words like gifted, graceful, and goddess connects us to the divine power of number seven. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to focus on seven as a minor arcana card from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. We are going to put the spotlight on the seven of discs. Take all that we've said about the number seven, and then let's bring it to the ground. Manifestation in the earthly realm, as we find a very pregnant woman waiting for her time to give birth to her newest creation. We also see melons that are also waiting to ripen. The card states that she is in the last part of inner growth, before the harvest, birth, or end product. I would sense that there may be some trepidation mixed with anxiety and impatience. We are reminded that we can't rush a seed to grow, and babies come when they feel like it. We are simply not in control, but we can choose to make ourselves available. For some of us, waiting isn't fun, but waiting gives us all a chance to grow and dissect our experiences and to develop the spiritual tools we acquired in the darkness of the soil. We trust the unfolding in the womb of life. We might even take a hint from the woman in this card. She's letting it all go. She is naked, and nudity in tarot means unconditional love for yourself. And she's out in nature, resting. It is in this state that we become exalted listeners, not fearing the light, because we have learned to sit with the dark. We need the light and the dark for growth and expansion, to give birth to our greater yet to be. All is well, family. And that's the story of seven through the seven of discs through Mother Tisero. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Yes, and we'll see if Charles got clearance from the voice with it.
I just heard it in my head.
So, what's the verdict, Charles? Did the voice within say express yourself through song?
I may later on.
Okay, then later on. Okay. So the voice said, hold on a minute, let's just stay in the flow. I got it. All right, Celeste, you're going to get your request.
Peace out, my friend.
Thanks, Celeste. Yes, Celeste, a moment with Celeste Morgan every Monday to Wednesday. What is it? Monday to Wednesday. I just need to get serious. No, I'm just going to be playful. Serious, please. Around 1. And the song you're listening to in the background is Destiny Muhammad, Harpist from the Hood. DestinyMuhammad.com is our website. And Charles Holt is my guest. And we are supporting you. Inspiring thoughts. Inspiring, stimulating something greater than you've ever experienced. And supporting you to find your voice. There's only one voice, but you have your unique way of connecting with it. So, my brother, before the break, I was asking you about what about people, what do you say to people who hear the voice and sometimes are afraid? Some people say, I don't hear the voice, because there's so much mental chatter. It's like, oh, gosh, I wish I could follow the guidance. What do you suggest people do to be able to hear the voice and trust the voice?
There are tools to hearing the voice. Now, if you do get caught up in the mental chatter, and the mental chatter will kind of drown out what is being spoken from the inner sanctum. One thing the mental chatter does is it, too, creates a merry-go-round of thought around what it has created. Much of it is based in fear, doubt, worry, strong concern, and it places a platform to really be paranoid and, in some cases, not very loving. And because many people take that on, that becomes a part of the way that they live their lives. And because of that, they project the way that they believe about themselves and the way that they live their lives onto other people.
Yes.
So it
yes.
becomes this vibration that is not, that's not conducive to a healthy existence here on the planet in terms of being human. It's not civil. It's quite hostile in many, many cases. What that also creates is a condition where people are grabbing, trying to get things, trying to acquire things, to accomplish things, to make the void that they feel inside go away. So it may be someone who, for some reason, thinks, well, I need more degrees to accomplish what I want to do here on the planet, or I need more friends to feel like I'm worth something, or that I need to be involved in things where I am taking substances, even physical things, to alter the way that I feel in my mind about myself. When we begin to get quiet and when we begin to meditate, I'm sitting right here as I talk with you in a park, and there are trees everywhere, trees that are blooming everywhere, beautiful leaves and beautiful flowers. And for me, nature is a very powerful place to get quiet in, because of the nature of what is here. Trees, flowers, the grass, the bees, the birds. Amongst all of these things is a vibration that all is well.
Yes.
Nothing is competing against nothing. The tree I'm looking at here looks like it's an oak tree. The oak tree is not competing with the shrub to bloom its flowers and leaves. The shrub is not trying to be the tree. The shrub is the shrub, and the shrub is doing or being what the shrub is. The bees are not competing with the birds because they know that there are nectar in the trees for all. If you don't get the nectar in one bulb, then you can go to another bulb and possibly get the nectar, but there's nectar for all. So there's no competition here. They're changing in their season. They're not bare. They were bare, but now they are bearing leaves, which gives indication that there is something that's working in a flow right before my eyes, right where I am, amongst all of us. And so I say that there's nothing that can separate us from the voice that is inside of us, because it is in essence speaking who we are. It speaks to our perfect path. It speaks to our divine emanation here on the planet. It's just that we, for some reason, are inundated with chatter. If it's not talking to one another, it's listening to someone else talk on the iPhone or on a cell phone. If we're not on the cell phone, we're emailing.
we're busy doing something else besides being quiet and still. And I believe we can get it through being quiet and still, but I also believe that there's sometimes things happen that just get our attention to slow us down, to be still. And some of those situations are not comfortable at all.
Right.
It comes through many different ways. And with the passing or the transition of my father, I have become even more honoring of the time that I have alone and in silence so that I can check in. Checking in to me is going inside, finding my center, and then allowing that voice which is speaking to me to have its way in my mind so that I can be guided by something beyond my intellect, something beyond my surface mind, something beyond what is created by what I see with these natural eyes, what I hear with the surface ear, something being spoken beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it will have the final word inside of us. It will.
Either way.
It will, yes, either way, it will have the final word. Perhaps someone is saying, well, I would love to have my own company and be a benefit to people in my community. This would be a great thing for my community, but I'm just afraid that I'm not going to be supported financially. Mm-hmm. When I started touring churches, I knew that I had to continue singing. I knew that the platform for me to sing would show up, and it just happened to show up in spiritual centers. And I started singing every week. Now, when I first started, I had just produced my first album. The first 4 or 5 months, I was just scraping to have enough money to put in my gas tank so that I could make the drive every Sunday to sing at the spiritual center. But I noticed something. When I got up on the stage to sing, which is what I loved to do, I would be so lifted after that experience that those worries around money would fade into what had been created in that room, what I had been a part of in creating was in that room. And I could not let it go because I wanted more of that. And so I went looking for it. And I said, okay, Spirit, what should I sing this Sunday? Sing tapping. Okay. And I would sing tapping, and I remember for months, at least one person would come up to me, and I remember this one, I remember one of the first times, this woman came up to me and she said, I just wanted to tell you that something shifted inside of my body when you were singing, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm healed. I don't know the details of it. I don't even know where. I didn't get a punch from any place in my body, but I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it on my drive back to my apartment in Los Angeles, and I said, you know what? If that's the reason why I'm in love with what I'm doing and why I just cannot stay away from it, then I've got to keep doing it. Because as the voice spoke to me prior to my doing this, that it's not about me, I believe that. And I believe that when the intention becomes more about somebody else, the benefit of somebody else, we will be taken care of fully. All that we desire, all that we need will show up for us to continue being the benefit that we're down here to be, being the love, being the blessing that we've come down here to be. And that's not to say that those voices of doubt will go away, because they don't. It's just that as we continue on the journey and on the path of trusting, that what we are a part of and what is unfolding through us and the evolution of our soul is exactly what we need to make this journey here on this planet one of divine beauty, ecstasy, delicious conversation, sacred walks through the park. The things that we call simple become some of the most powerful encounters in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. That's what happens when we listen to the voice that is speaking from the inner sanctum. We no longer allow things to bypass us. Things that are giving us indication of who and what we are and what's next. Because we become conscious to the life that is around us. It is everywhere, present, having its way, and it's giving us the opportunity to crack ourselves open and fly.
Mm-hmm.
To be our best, to be our greatest, to see life as it really is, the truth of who we are.
Yes.
Just not what somebody else has said, not what mama said, not what granny said, but what does the truth say about me? And those were all good things. But believe me, as the good comes, so will the not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when perhaps we say, hey, I've had lessons in this before, and I'm going to believe what is being spoken from that inner voice. So I encourage everybody to get quiet. Find a place where you can just sit and become aware and conscious of what's really happening.
And you actually get to a point where you can have a conversation with trees, right?
I talk to my brothers and sisters that are much taller than me quite a bit. I go to the Redwood Forest when I'm in Northern California, and I tell you, nature is something else.
Yes,
nature.
Tell you what to
else.
Sit. What to do, and you listen and have a conversation with trees. Now that's
listening
to the voice of nature, you know, and listening to nature slows us down enough to hear clearly. You know, sometimes we try to slow ourselves down with the same mindset that created the mental chatter, but we got to do things different to have a different experience. Spending time in nature. I mean, I'm listening to you talk, and I can just feel that it's almost like you left your body, and I kept hearing the song "I Rest in Thee," Carl Anderson's voice, singing the lyric that said, "My life is a melody of God's freedom song." I mean, it's that I'm just hearing it. My life is a melody of God's freedom song, and all of our lives is a melody of God's freedom song.
Absolutely.
You know, there's so many places I can go, but this time is doing what time does, and you're coming to Atlanta, right?
I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. At Unity of North Atlanta on Sunday the 21st, and I'll be doing both Sunday morning services, and then the afternoon I'll be doing a workshop called Finding Your Voice. So if anyone would like to come, I would love to see you there. It's my personal invitation to you to come, and it's going to be an interest always is interesting, and it's always different because
It's always a different audience. It's always a different vibration, a different energy. But one thing I can say is that we will dive further into creating a life that we love and a life that we can share and give from. And then we'll find ourselves just flying so high that we become a blessing even when we are not so aware of it, just a blessing everywhere we go. And that's just one of the things that we'll learn. And, you know, get to share. It's a sacred environment, a safe environment. So I invite everyone to come and be a part of what we create there.
You know, I'm flooded with a lot of information, some of the things I've read in your book, the stories you shared, and I've always known this, but it's coming to me and I'm very strong, very bright. I think of the story that you share, which you sit in your grandmother's lap, granny's lap, and she's tapping on her knees, and that's a song, Tapping, that you sing that touches people, and, you know, you sing now, and she wanted you to be a preacher, and I'm sure your mother's love, your father's love, even the fact that in your book, and those of you who don't have the book, get the book, where you talk about your dad walking into the room while you were dead, really having a good time, man, and said, shut that down right now. That is all part of the process, and how your life has come full circle. Now people are saying more. Now you're doing talks at churches, and it's like if we can just look at our lives, if we just what I call a spiritual archaeologist and investigate and look at our lives, we can see the signs, the symbols. We can start to put the pieces together, and you know, it's fascinating. This cold life is fascinating. I'm grateful to be here and be able to have this conversation with people like you. And before I forget, now, I throw it over to you if you want to, like I say, go on, Brother Childs, bless us with some song. Brother Childs, we know that child is anointed.
Well, I thought you had some. Do you have another song there that you could play?
Yeah, right. Yes, we do, but we want the one through your vibration, even if it's just I don't know what y'all call it, just a bit of it. So let's just hear the resonance. I mean, I let the voice of matters tell us what to do. I'm actually going to play Arrest in D, but, you know, so.
What could I sing? There's so many out there.
What was that song that Celeste, I don't know that song that Celeste asked.
It's a song from Jesus Christ Superstar where Mary Magdalene is singing and she says, I don't know how to love him. And then she goes on to, she doesn't understand Jesus. So she's singing, you know, in essence, what do I do to move this man? And so part of the song, it says, I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past few days, when I've seen myself, I seem like someone else. And so she has encountered Jesus. And, you know, those lyrics are so powerful because it's what happens when people encounter the truth and the essence of who we are. Their lives cannot be the same.
Yes.
They want to be like us.
Yes.
They want to talk like us. They want to walk and sound like us. They want to do the things that we want to do. So we become these contagious agents of transformation.
We tap into
the true essence of who we are, not trying to do, but just being who we are. And the way to find out the being is to become silent and to ask the question that I did, who am I and why am I here?
And inside of the question is the answer.
Yes. And when you ask, who am I and why am I here, you have two choices. Hold on to the answer or just let go. You get to choose.
Yes.
You get to choose. You go, hold on, let go, hold on, let go, because, woo, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, child. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much for transforming, transmitting the energy of the park, of the trees, just transmitting the energy of nature through your voice and into the ether. And we're all being transformed. And thank you for you for the work you do and saying yes to the voice and listening to the voice, especially when the voice
yes.
says, it's time.
Yes, yes.
That's better
time.
Than showtime. Showtime
yes.
is good, but there's nothing like it's time. You don't even have to know what the time is.
Right.
Just say, yes, it's time. Okay,
yeah.
I'm ready. Where do I go?
It's time. That's right. Yes, yes, brother. You're doing great work, and I appreciate you allowing me to share my truth through what you have created. I'm really grateful for that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace and blessings continue to be you. Continue to change. You know, people say, don't change. I say, of course, keep changing, keep expanding, keep being more of who you are. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Yes, absolutely. Peace and blessings.
Peace. Yes, indeed. Life is good. It's getting better. What else do we need to say? It's all been said. Take time to be still. Take time to listen. Take time to get quiet. And don't be afraid to surrender. Surrender is actually not giving up. It's giving in. It's giving in to the all good of God. Giving in to the answer. Giving in to the solution. And, of course, there's some stories you got to let go of. Stories, judgment of yourself, from others. Stories that you tell about yourself. But if you're struggling with releasing the stories that you've told about yourself, that you're not enough, that you're not good enough, here's the secret. Take the stories with you. Go on the stage of your life and say, you know what, I'm afraid, I don't think I'm enough, but here I am. Oh, my God, talk about transformation. When you show up with your stories, when those voices say, no, you ain't ready, you don't have the qualification, and you worked on it, affirmed it, vision boarded, and it's still you hear the voices, it's okay. Invite them to the stage. And even in bringing those stories to the stage of your life, you will become part of the healing for somebody else and say, you know what? I was dealing with it. I didn't think I was enough. But you just gave me courage because you brought your story to the table. Spiritual growth and transformation, recognizing who and what we are, is not about perfection. It's redundant, actually, if you're trying to be perfect. Life coach, I hate because I like to be perfect sometimes. Sometimes I'm addicted to be perfect. But, you know, it's redundant because you're already perfect. So trying to be what you already are is like, like the universe is like, oh, come on now. We got better things to do. You're already perfect. Come on. So join me as I find the nearest what do they call it, the 12th step for perfectionists. Or I just bring it all to the table. I am so full, I am so grateful, I am in gratitude. And the conversation continues. This month the theme is listening to your inner voice. And make sure you check out Charles's website, get a copy of his book, download his music. If you're in Atlanta, check him out at Unity North. Unity North has a website, which I can't think of what it is now, but just Google Unity North, Atlanta, Georgia. Unity North, is that what it is? No. Okay, let me do it right now. Let me do it. Well, here we say Unity North. We know what we mean. Okay, Unity North, Atlanta. There you go. Is actually unitynorth.org. All the information is there. Tomorrow I have Michael Lennox joining me. He's the author of Dreams Sight. And we'll take some calls. So if you've been dreaming, you have recurring dreams and you don't know why, or you find yourself in an intimate experience with people in your dreams, and you're thinking it shouldn't be that way, or maybe somebody keeps showing up in your dream and you think it's a nightmare, whatever it is that's been coming up. Maybe you don't even dream. Well, Michael Lennox is going to be here tomorrow to support you in helping you tap in, tune into the truth of who you are. It is almost time to release the show. I am grateful for all of you that are listening right now. That includes those of you listening live, those of you on the archive, and everybody else, all the non-physical beings that are listening now, because now is all that matters. And I was hearing the song when Charles was talking, so I've got to play it. And, I don't have words for what I'm feeling, so I keep waiting to see if I'll find words, but there isn't. So I'm just going to release the show with this song, Ricky Byers Beckwith and Carl Anderson, I Rest in Thee. That's what it's about. We have the intelligence of God, as a matter of fact. We are the intelligence of God. Like a cell in a body, the cells know what to do to regenerate themselves. So you know what to do. You are the information. You are the knowledge. You are God in action. Get still enough to get in the flow of life so you can experience the harmony of the universe. There is a song inside of you. Find the voice that matters. And you do it by getting still, listening. But sometimes, you know, life happens and something smacks you upside the head, sometimes literally, sometimes metaphorically, and you start hearing the voice. And here's another tool I would strongly recommend, live visioning by Michael Bernard Beckwith. Now, there are many versions of the live visioning. It's when you ask God, what's God's idea for my life? What's God's idea for my life? You get so many. There's a book, there's CDs. But get the CD that I strongly recommend that takes you through the process, the steps. That's one of the, you know, live visioning opened me up to be able to hear. Charles talked about checking in. I mean, I can just check in and get the answer. You know, there's so much freedom. So get yourself a copy of live visioning and keep listening, keep tuning in. Because if you don't tune in, you're going to feel like you're tuned out. You feel out of sync. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself. Why not? This is your life. And be loved. Allow the love to flow in and out. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. I'm Carl Anderson. I rest in thee. I just listen for the part that says, my life is a melody of God's freedom song. I'll be back tomorrow with Michael Lennox for the teacher with him. Let me stop talking. Let me go listen to this prayer. I love you. Thank you for being who you are. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings.
In thee, every path has led to this moment.
Every step
I have taken
has led me to
this higher place.
Everything
I have ever done has served me to see God's holy face. Has been fulfilled by you, oh God. And my search is over, and I rest in thee. They make no difference, they don't concern me. And my past are rolled into this moment in God is eternal. I am free forevermore. My search is over and I rest in thee.
Well, I rest in thee.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.